dictation for Noah, N-O-A-H, Sawmick, S-A-W-M-I-C-K, December 31, 99. Address as a letter to Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-N-D-I-A-L, at Ninke, N-I-M-K-E-E, Clinic, 775-4680. Dear Dr. Kissondial, consultation for Mr. Sawmick Noah, 26-year-old gentleman. For fluctuating levels of kidney function, hypertension. I used to take care of his father for end-stage renal disease, biopsy-proven diabetic nephropathy. He comes accompanied with mother. There was episode of syncope when he was at Las Vegas, summertime, playing golf, probably dehydrated, evaluated in the emergency room, received hydration, no admission. He cannot tell me if there was any documented severe chemistries. He takes medications for esophageal reflux, with PPI pantoprazole for the last 2 months without nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, without any diarrhea, blood melena. Did have within the last month an EGD, Dr. Darko, D-A-R-K-O, which apparently is negative. He denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no gross edema. His urine questions some degree of foaminess, but no blood, no infection, no stones. Occasionally takes Motrin, nothing on a daily basis. Before the PPI pantoprazole was taking Tums, but not in excessive amount. Next paragraph, the past medical history. He has no documented diabetes, hypertension, heart problems, no TIS stroke, no liver abnormalities, no gastrointestinal disease, no blood protein in the urine, infection in the urine or kidney stones, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, gallbladder around 2016, tonsils adenoids. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications, Sirtec, pantoprazole, occasionally Flonase, occasionally Motrin. Next paragraph, strong family history, diabetes, hypertension, and dialysis, including his father with biopsy-proven diabetic nephropathy. Next paragraph, he smokes cigars, he does drink alcohol, tequila, whiskey, vodka, about once a month. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 254 pounds, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure 130/96 on the right, 120/90 on the left. A very pleasant gentleman, no respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal joint, lymph nodes abnormalities, normal eye movements, no mucosal problems, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD. He's been told before about goiter. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, bruit, ascites, masses. No gross edema, sand tattoos, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries available. Normal glucose. Creatinine 1.14. Given his size, age, muscle mass, GFR will be better than 60. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, upper normal bilirubin, minor increase of ALT, which has been chronic, normal thyroid, prior creatinines 1.24, 1.30 within the last year, high hemoglobin, normal white blood cell platelet. Back in July, looks like emergency room, normal lipase, pro-BNP, magnesium, troponin, normal D-dimer. Kidney ultrasound, normal size, no obstruction stone masses, no urinary retention. The echogenicity of the kidneys are normal. Screening renal Doppler do not show evidence for renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. At this moment, there is normal kidney function, no obstruction, no urinary retention. No recent urine analysis. Prior one, a number of years back, there was no activity for blood cells and only trace proteinuria. Next number, does have diastolic high blood pressure, presently not on treatment. Next number, obesity. Next number, previously documented by imaging some degree of fatty liver. Next number, alcohol intake. Next paragraph, comments. I discussed with patient and mother at this moment that there is no evidence of active kidney disease. One imaging shows question increased echogenicity of the kidneys. Another one shows normal one. We are updating chemistries, including urine analysis. If there is no activity in the urine, for blood protein or cells, that will suggest that there is no active kidney disease. The disease in his father was documented on renal biopsy related to diabetes. We did discuss, however, about the findings of the fatty liver, the abnormalities of the transaminases, his alcohol intake, his body size, body mass index. All this is connected and potentially putting him at risk for complications like liver cirrhosis, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension and organ damage, and many others. We discuss the importance to check blood pressure at home, start being physically active, eating right, low sodium, lose weight, minimize alcohol intake, update fasting and A1C hyperglycemia, update lipid profile, given prior concerns for goiter. We are also updating thyroid studies. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and mother, end of dictation.